Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Nun Ches Zevachim 58. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the sixth chapter of Zevachim, and that is called Perek Kodshei Kodashim. And in this chapter, our Mishnah at the beginning of chapter 6 says the following: Kodshei Kodashim Sheshachta Merosh HaMazbeach. If there were Kodshei Kodashim, which were the holiest of the sacrifices that, typically speaking, are sacrificed only in the northern part of the courtyard of the temple, so if they were slaughtered on top of the altar itself, on top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'Tzafon, then we view them as though they were slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard itself. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, different Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, Mechatzi HaMizbeach V'Adarom K'Darom, from the middle point of the altar going southward, that is considered to be like it's in the southern part of the courtyard. Whereas in the Mechatzi HaMizbeach V'Tzafon K'Tzafon, but from the middle part going northward, it's considered to be as though it's in the northern part. And so therefore, comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and he says in the Gemara, it must be really that according to Rabbi Yossi, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafon Kli. Rabbi Yochanan is of the position that the entire Mizbeach was in the northern part of the courtyard of the temple. Why does it say Ki'ilu? Because we might have thought that slaughtering on the altar itself is not valid, that you need to slaughter next to the altar. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, no, even if you slaughter on the altar, it's as though you slaughter next to it. And so according to Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the entire Mizbeach is going to be considered to be as though it is in the northern part of the courtyard. Whereas the position of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is that the Mizbeach is half in the north, half in the south. We see other positions in the Gemara as well about where exactly the Mizbeach was. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it also was in the middle, but where was it? It was 10 amos corresponding to the entrance into the sanctuary of the temple itself, and then it was another 11 amos to the south and 11 amos to the north. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the entire Mizbeach was in the south. So we basically have three basic positions. Was it all in the north, in between the north and the south, or all in the south? And so this idea and where exactly the Mizbeach is not even that simple. Even if we know exactly where it was, we still have to determine that on the basis of the Amos. And the She'elos David points out that we don't even know exactly what the Amah that they're referring to in the Mishnah is exactly. We can only guess as to what that measurement is. And so therefore, that's another reason why we wouldn't know exactly today where the altar is exactly. And so therefore, on the basis of this, comes along the Sheilas Dovin and says we have no way of knowing where the Mizbeach is. And even if we want to approximate, again he says that there's another problem. He says because perhaps we would have to really have for sure the place where we know for sure that Isaac was brought up as an Akedah on exactly that spot on the Temple Mount. And so therefore that's another reason why we don't know for sure where the Mizbeach was. And since we don't know where the Mizbeach was, on this basis the Sheilas Dovin says it's impossible to even contemplate bringing a korban today, because how are we going to bring a sacrifice today if we don't know where the place of the Mizbeach was? Granted, we could slaughter the animal next to the Mizbeach, but we would have to know where the place of the Mizbeach was in order to do the applications of the sacrifice. However, the Drisha Tzion, he argues, and the Drisha Tzion said it's possible to determine the place of the Mizbeach, because he says, In the Midrash in Eicha Rabbah, it says that Hashem made a decree that the Kosel HaMaravi of the Beis HaMikdash would never be destroyed, that the western wall of the temple would never be destroyed, because God's presence is dwelling there. And so he argued that what we call the Kotel today, that is really the western wall of the temple itself. And so therefore, his argument was that we should be able to determine the place of the Mizbeach by measuring backwards from that spot. However, even though That was his position. Almost all the Achronim argue with that, and they say that the Kosa Maravi, what we call the Western Wall, was almost for sure not the Western Wall of the Temple itself. It was either the Western Wall of the Temple Mount, meaning, say, a retainer to the Har HaBayis, or maybe some say the Western Wall of the courtyard of the Temple, but not that it was the Western Wall of the sanctuary itself. However, there is the opinion, the Radvaz argues that it was actually the Western Wall of the courtyard, even though most say overwhelmingly that it's the Western Wall of the Temple Mount. Some say it's the Western Wall of the courtyard, but that is just a minority opinion. But if we would adopt the opinion of the Radvaz and say that it was the Western Wall of the courtyard, we should theoretically be able to determine exactly where the place of the Mizbeach was. That would be only according to the position of the Radvaz. However, the Base Shlomo argues that today we say that after 1800 years without the temple, that it's impossible to know exactly where exactly the altar is. And so therefore, on that basis, it wouldn't be permitted to bring a sacrifice today, with the exception, someone argue of perhaps of the Korban Pesach. But in generally speaking, the regnant position is that today, because we do not know the Makom HaMizbeach, we don't know the place where the altar was, on this basis, it wouldn't be permitted to bring any type of sacrifice today.